Now, when was the last time you Googled yourself? Are you proud of all the results that appeared? For some, a shameful or negative online footprint can forever damage their reputation. So helping to tackle this problem, we are this morning joined by Brendan McAlpine from Internet Removals, whose job it is to clean up your online history. Brendan, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, what are some of the most common problems your company deals with? Is it like embarrassing photos on Facebook? Is it a weird comment made on Twitter? What do you see most commonly that people are trying to get rid of?
Images, videos. I mean, it's so broad in the sense of what we deal with every day. It could be a lady that's had a son that someone's produced a meme about it and, you know, it's gone viral online and they contact us to find out how to remove it.
Wow. Okay. So how do you go about removing things from the internet? Because I was always told, be careful, because once it's on the internet, it's there forever.
I mean, that's, be careful is important to, you know, moving forward in the sense of, you know, protecting yourself online. But getting contact down from the internet is not impossible. It's just understanding, you know, a bit more about where it's been hosted, if the host is approachable. If the host is not approachable, then you're obviously sending an application to Google or to get the actual link de-indexed, and that way, you know, people can't use that as a door to that website where there might be content about you.
Wow.
But there's many, many different ways, and it's really case by case and understanding how it happened, where it happened, who's it with, and so on.
Do you think the rise of things like social media have had kind of an impact on young people who've grown up posting about their lives on social? I know when I was thinking about this chat that we're having now, I went through my Facebook back from like 2010 and
yeah,
I was horrified. My obsession with the Jonas Brothers was far too intense for a 15-year-old. So do you think social media is kind of the most to blame for these things people want to remove?
Most definitely. I mean, look, the way to capture an image now is I can do it with my thumb. Not even 4 or 5 years ago, it was something that we had to do on our PC, to, you know, to repost it. But everything now is done instantly. My daughter would be posting, you know, I don't know what she posts, millions of stuff. And it'd be the same for every 15-year-old around here. They just post. And it's, you know, really important to let kids know those last 2 years of high school is to really go back and, you know, have a look at what they're posted, see if it would offend people and start removing them. And if they can't remove them, it's been reposted. If it was funny and someone else has reposted and it's got viral and it's populating under your search name, that's when you need to give us a call.
Absolutely. What about things like revenge porn? This is something that we hear kind of thrown around a lot these days, and it's a concept that's become so much more prevalent in the last few years. How do you deal with that?
Revenge porn is a big part of our business, unfortunately. It's, you know, I've been dealing with a lot of extortions. That's where someone has got online on a platform, met someone, talked to them, been catfished into believing they're real, and then that person would send sensitive private sexual images, and that person, and then the victim would return that favour. And that's where they get caught out with extortion and blackmail and saying they're going to threaten, you know, all their online presence and until you pay us money. We have ways to help people protect them through that process, as well as, you know, if they've been caught up in it. And that's the big issue right now is extortion, revenge porn. It's, you've got to be due diligence, Jess, when you meet people, you know.
Absolutely.
We put too much trust too quickly and share information that, you know, back in the day would take weeks to understand that person and, you know, feel confident to share it with. But nowadays we just flick it off.
We seem to, don't we? There seems to be a real kind of disconnect between laws here in Australia and the way that technology is moving and how fast technology is moving. Are there any laws in Australia that assist you with your work? Is there anything kind of in legislation that that makes what you do a bit easier?
The revenge porn space, having that link to domestic violence and people getting charged is a great thing because it becomes more, there's more awareness that, you know, threatening someone online with images, if it's a partner and that sort of stuff, is domestic violence. So there have been a few cases where people have been prosecuted and imprisoned in Australia on that case, on those cases, which is good. With laws stopping people from posting and laws stopping people from, you know, we don't have anything that's rock solid here because it costs a lot of money. You can get content down through lawyers. It just costs a lot of money. You got to find the right lawyer that understands internet law, but they really don't have any idea on how to get the content down. lawyers contact us because we do know what we're doing in the sense of, you know, we've spent 6 years developing this, understanding all the ins and outs of, you know, with host, you know, with Facebook, Google's and their policies. But there's no real set law that can get something pulled down. I mean, I know you've probably heard about the right to be forgotten.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great little law that's in EU currently. But again, it comes down to Google actually does make the decision. It's not up to the EU with that particular law. That law is just a vessel of putting those URL requests to Google to get escalated quickly and to be put in front of a moderator to be removed. But Google still makes the decision. It's weird.
Yeah, it ultimately comes down to this one global corporate conglomerate to decide what they get to keep on you and what they don't. It's an odd concept, and it's a space that I have been trying for years to wrap my head around the internet. Mm. And it moves so quickly and so fluidly that it seems that the minute you seem to put out one fire, six more have popped up in the meantime. Right. I'm curious to know whether or not companies engage your services, or is it mainly individuals?
Most definitely. The same problem is there for businesses, especially with malice reviews, where people have attacked a review platform over nothing. And your online footprint in business, we're talking about Google, is imperative. It's bigger than the Yellow Pages for you as a business.
Absolutely.
It's the vessel where people find your business. And we see malice attacks on businesses every day. And these poor businesses, like restaurants, you know, I was helping a guy out because a customer didn't like his meal. He ordered a new meal and he loved it. But he decided to go online and just post some horrible comments about the person.
Oh God!
And man, that particular restaurant owner works from, you know, he works 15-hour days and he doesn't really need that. You know, it's just too easy for people to put up horrible comments about businesses.
Absolutely. What would be your advice? We're going to have to wrap it up in a second because we're running out of time, but I'd love to know what your advice for anyone out there who's listening or anyone like myself who for the last week has been combing through their internet footprint going, oh my God, what have I done?
The thing is, don't panic.
Yeah.
Because there are services out there to help you. Give us a call. As well as, you know, just when you start getting into relations with people online, stick with the platform you are. Don't get redirected. Sometimes, as soon as you get redirected, say from a Tinder platform to another platform, it's generally going to be a hoax or a scam.
Really?
Wow. Most definitely. If they say, hey, you know, I'm not comfortable with this platform, let's move to Instagram. And they, you know, if you do a quick cut and paste of that model and drop it on Google Images, you'll find out she's fake.
Yeah. Okay. You
know, and keep your head out of photos.
Keep your head out of photos. Brendan,
most definitely.
We'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Take care and have a great weekend.
You too. Brendan McAlpine there from Internet Removals talking to us about how you can tidy up your online footprint.